Carlos Woody.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, so if you just hold on for a moment, she'll be right with you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Williams. Could you please start by stating your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Carlos Langers Williams, 315-2-3.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing December 19th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that form? Okay, on that form there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
You represent
me. Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look to your right, my left, down that end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us this morning, Mr. Turner. He is with the Department of Corrections, and he will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Williams and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Williams? And Mr. Turner?
I do, and I need to make an amendment.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
Yes, included in the packet is a TLC discharge letter, which should have been in the exhibits section, bottom of the page.
Oh, okay.
Letter. So it'd be pro-loss for testimony, and then TLC discharge
letter. TLC discharge letter. I'm adding that now. Okay, and Mr. Williams, the department is requested to make an amendment to the warrant, and all we did is at the bottom where it says exhibits, we added the fact that the TLC discharge letter is part of this packet, just so you know that, sir. Okay, Mr. Williams, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And in phase two, we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to respond whether that each one is true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And the first allegation is that you are in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in person for a scheduled office visit on or about October 5th, 2018, as verbally directed on September 14th, 2018. Mr. Williams, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. And the other allegation is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix, on or about October 6, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Williams, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Then based on Mr. Williams' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agree. Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. And Mr. Williams, we'll move on to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information. So just stay on the phone. We'll be right back to talk with you some more in just a minute. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Williams was released from ADC custody on 9/14/2018 and arrested on 11/24/2018 by the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 11/26/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 6-2-2019 with 49 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, organized retail theft, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimum. Other arrest, 2013, failure to appear, second degree, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2015, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G1, B2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Williams, it appears you were, when you were released in May, or actually when you were initially released, it does not indicate where you were going, but you, in May, you were approved to live at Transitional Living Communities on 2202 East Roosevelt. Is that the only place you lived where you were on community supervision?
Yeah.
Just at TLC. And where did you go then after you, we had a discharge letter that Mr. Turner mentioned earlier, and that is dated October 6th, that you were discharged from TLC. Where did you go after that?
I went to my girlfriend's house. I kept getting more than one voicemail telling them that I couldn't be the TLC. There was stuff going on in there I'd rather not talk about, but I gave him multiple voicemails. I tried to call him, but apparently he was on vacation. He was on vacation when I left the TLC, when they tried to tell him that I was gone. So I was telling him over and over again that I need to go to another halfway house. I even went to the parole office and talked to a supervisor to get me placed somewhere else, trying to get me somewhere else, because I was in Phoenix. I've never been in Phoenix before in my life to start over and not get into trouble anymore. That's why I didn't even go to Tucson.
Right.
But things were going badly at the TLC, so I was really trying to get moved to another halfway house.
Okay.
But they said I had to stay there.
Okay. Does your girlfriend lives in Phoenix, not Tucson?
No, she lives in Tucson.
She lives in Tucson. Okay. Okay, so the girlfriend was in Tucson. Just give me a moment, Mr. Williams. I'm going to ask Mr. Turner, is there anything in the chrono notes about contacts?
It's showing, and I'll make it brief, that one of the addresses that he used, the person was a prior victim.
Ah.
On, let me find it. On 10-11-2018, P.O. Bond was telephonically contacted by the offender, stated he could not report by 10 a.m. that he is in Coolidge staying with his Auntie Michelle. The offender did not know what her last name was and refused to give the address. The offender stated he would be in by 11 a.m. and he never reported.
Okay. So Mr. Williams, you did go to Coolidge then? To your aunt's house?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in Coolidge and I went to Tucson.
So you went from Coolidge to Tucson. Were you intending to stay with your aunt in Coolidge?
I was, but I didn't want to like move you off my auntie, so I went to Tucson and I tried to get like little side jobs working in yards and stuff like that, or construction. So I went back to Tucson to try to make some money.
Okay, so you had some work type connections down in Tucson, which is why you went back down there.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it looks like you did submit one, your analysis that on the 19th of September that came out negative, and you have a very low score. Do you have a drug problem? I see you have one drug paraphernalia conviction in the past.
I've been sober for about 4 years now.
Sober for about 4 years? What drug did you use back then?
I used to smoke marijuana.
I'm sorry, could you say that again? Your voice is very soft.
I used to smoke marijuana.
Marijuana, okay. All right, so. Okay, so what were you doing when the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office picked you up?
I actually got stopped by the police while I was with my brother. It was his birthday, and we went out, and we got pulled over by police.
So why did the police pull you over? Was it a traffic stop, or what happened?
We were trying to get through the border.
Okay. And what were you going to do when you got through the border?
Oh, we got through. It was coming back. We were coming back.
Oh,
we
okay.
We went to a nightclub in Mexico, and we came back through the border, and we got stopped, and they told me how to go see the
world. Right, okay.
Which I didn't really think I had, but I did have.
So. Okay, sir. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question for Mr. Williams?
I was just going to ask that question about the Santa Cruz.
What was going on there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were actually trying to get back into the U.S. is when you got arrested. Okay, so.
Yeah, when I came back, they arrested me.
Okay, and you were just over there just for the evening, or did you stay a day, or what?
Yeah, the 23rd of November is my brother's birthday.
Okay. All right, got it. Okay, sir, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, sir, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that the board should consider that you haven't told us already?
Well, I really did not want to come back to prison, and I really did not want to mess up. When I was at Phoenix, I really wanted to start fresh and not get into any trouble. I really wanted to better myself and be a productive member of society, but it turns out things went the wrong way. I probably should have went about how I did things a different way, but yeah, things may happen for a reason.
Okay, Mr. Williams, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, sir. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone, listen to the discussion. We'll be right back with you in just a moment. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Williams has an extremely limited criminal career, and I know he's listening, and I hope that he takes that to heart because he needs to make a decision to not become involved in more criminal activity. And I think his thoughts of moving to Phoenix to get away from trouble was probably a good thought to start with. Anyway, back to what occurred. He did abscond for 49 days. That there's some indication that he really did not stay in touch with his parole officer, which, you know, as Mr. Quinones says, that just flies in the face of the whole concept of community supervision. It really is the job of the inmate to stay in touch with the parole officer. So that plus the actually slipped into another country for an evening also was a violation of community supervision. I'm not seeing Mr. Williams as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. And seeing none, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and based on information and warrant 2018W2971, our conversation with Mr. Williams, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Williams was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 49 days, during which time his parole officer could not monitor his activities.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed. Oops, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Camino. Okay, Mr. Williams, back to you. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir, but I'm hoping that you give this some thought, and I think you're thinking about it. You need to straighten up and not get involved in further criminal activity. It's not too late in your life to turn and go the right way, sir. So I really hope you'll do that. We're showing you with a release date of June 2nd. And at that point, you won't have any community supervision. Your obligation to the criminal justice system will be done. We sure hope to never see you in orange again, sir. Next time we see you, let it be at the park or the Safeway or something. Okay, sir?
Yeah.
All right. This will conclude your hearing, but we wish you the best of luck. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.